This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The second part of the budget session of Parliament is underway. Earlier, the Lok Sabha was adjourned till 12 noon following protests by DMK and Congress MPs over remarks by Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan on the PM Shri scheme. During the question hour, DMK MP T. Sumathi alias Tamirachi Thangapandian raised the issue of fund allocation to Tamil Nadu. Responding to it, Mr. Pradhan alleged that the DMK is not committed to the students of Tamil Nadu and they are ruining the future of students. The speaker tried to run the question hour amid ruckus. Later, he adjourned the house till 12 noon. In the Rajya Sabha, members from the Congress, TMC, DMK, Samajwadi Party and others staged a walkout over the alleged issuance of duplicate voter IDs and other issues. Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, accused the opposition of adopting an irresponsible approach. He said the government is ready for discussion on any issue. DMK today questioned the delimitation exercise in the southern states. Talking to reporters outside Parliament, DMK MP Tiruchi Shiva demanded that proper consultation should be done on this issue to avoid injustice. He said if the delimitation is done on the basis of population, it will affect the southern states.
Our issue is very much about the delimitation that is to be done in 2026. If it is done on the basis of population, Tamil Nadu and other southern states will be losing their fair representation. We want that to be done in a manner that it will not affect us. When some other states will get seats will increase and we will come down. Any issue that comes up in the parliament will be decided one-sided. Parliament representation should be on the federal structure. It should be fair.
Vanuatu Prime Minister Jotham Napat has ordered the Citizenship Commission to revoke the Vanuatu passport issued to former Indian Premier League chief Lalit Modi. Mr. Napat stressed that obtaining Vanuatu citizenship is a privilege, not a right. The decision comes after media reports revealed that Lalit Modi has received the citizenship of Vanuatu, a small island nation in the South Pacific. Last Friday, the Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, confirmed that Lalit Modi had applied to surrender his Indian passport at the Indian High Commission in London. MEA spokesperson Ranthi Jaiswal stated that the request will be reviewed as per existing rules and procedures. India has imposed an anti-dumping duty of up to $986 per ton for 5 years on a chemical used for water treatment imported from China and Japan to protect the domestic industry from cheap inbound shipments. The Ministry of Finance in its notification said the decision has been taken following recommendations from the Directorate General of Trade Remedies, an investigation arm of the Ministry of Commerce, to impose the duty on trichloroisocyanuric acid. Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil has said the water of Ganga is pure and not dirty. Talking to media outside Parliament, Mr. Patil said some people are trying to create misunderstanding over the purity of Ganga water.
प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी साहब खुद इतने सालों से पानी पी रहे हैं हम लोग भी 15-16 सालों से आप लोग भी पानी पी रहे हो अगर उसमें कुछ गंदा होता जहर होता तो अभी तक हम लोग यहां बात करने के लिए के सामने नहीं होते तो ये गलतफहमी पैदा करने की जो कोशिश है उससे सभी लोगों को बचना चाहिए हमारे ऐसे गलतफहमी से आधार पर लोगों के मन में एक डर का माहौल पैदा नहीं करना चाहिए.
The Enforcement Directorate ED is conducting searches at 14 locations in the Durg district of Chhattisgarh in relation to the liquor scam in the state. The search operation is underway under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act 2002. Residences of former Chief Minister Bhupesh Baghel, including the residence of his son and close associates, are being searched. The Jammu and Kashmir government today informed that an investment of 10,516 crore rupees has been made in the Union Territory since 2019. Saudi Arabia is set to host talks tomorrow between the United States and Ukraine in Jeddah to resolve the three-year-old conflict between Russia and Ukraine. The meeting will be held after an argument erupted during Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky's February 28 visit to the White House. And with that, we end this news bulletin.